Live Daily News. This is Live Daily News Break for September 11th, 2008. Today's edition features news and tour information about AC/DC, Reba McEntire, Kenny Chesney, and Dolly Parton. We'll also find out which albums make up the top five on this week's chart. As expected, iconic rockers AC/DC have rolled out plans for a massive North American tour in support of their forthcoming album Black Ice, which hits stores October 21st. The Black Ice World Tour, which marks the band's first worldwide outing since 2001, gets underway October 30th in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and two dozen dates are lined up through mid-December, including a two-night stand at New York City's Madison Square Garden. Tickets will begin hitting the box office on September 20th. Reba McEntire will release a new 3-CD set on October 28th, compiling the best of her output for the MCA label, a relationship that dates back to 1984. Titled 50 Greatest Hits, the set comprises 40 top 10 singles and will hit stores in the midst of the Two Worlds, Two Voices tour, a co-headlining run featuring McEntire and Kelly Clarkson that launches later this month. The nominations for country music's 42nd annual CMA Awards are in, and Kenny Chesney heads up the pack with 7 nominations. Hot on Chesney's heels are George Strait and Sugarland, who scored 5 nominations apiece, and Alan Jackson and Brad Paisley, who garnered 4 each. Other multiple nominees include Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Brooks and Dunn, Alison Krauss, Trace Adkins, Miranda Lambert, and Lady Antebellum. Winners will be crowned during a November 12th ceremony in Nashville that'll air live on ABC TV. Dolly Parton's heading into fall with another round of North American dates to support her latest album, Backwoods Barbie. The country legend will return to the road October 17th with a run of shows around Florida and then stick close to the East Coast before wrapping with a mid-November two-night stand in Rama, Ontario. Backwoods Barbie, which is billed as Parton's first mainstream country album in 17 years, surfaced in February and debuted at number 17 on the Billboard 200 chart, making it her highest debut ever. Young Jeezy's The Recession sold about 260,000 copies during its first week in stores, enough to give the Atlanta rapper his second number one album. Meanwhile, New Kids on the Block's reunion album, The Block, makes its initial splash at number 2 on the Billboard 200 chart. The Game's LAX falls one notch to number 3 during its second week out. Kid Rock's Rock and Roll Jesus slips one rung to number 4. And last week's number 1 album, Slipknot's All Hope Is Gone, falls to number 5. That's it for today's edition of Live Daily News Break. Additional details about all of the acts mentioned in today's program, including tour dates, are available at livedaily.com. This program, as well as our other Live Daily podcasts, are available at livedaily.com/podcasts and are also distributed through Apple's iTunes Music Store. Once you've loaded the store on iTunes, you can find us by using the search box to search for Live Daily, all one word. And once you've found us in iTunes, you can easily subscribe to any of our podcasts so that future episodes will automatically appear in your iTunes podcast library. For Live Daily News, I'm John Zalloway. Thanks for listening.